That's Ike. Ike Isaac. They're back. Mr. Slick is grabbed by Luke Cage coming out of the private entrance. And they didn't come alone, little man. Now, why don't you be a nice little elf and take me to your Santa Claus? A voice comes from behind a big chair behind a sturdy, business-looking desk.
All right, Mr. Cage. We are certainly impressed. Now, I would appreciate it if you would put my associate, Mr. Slick, down.
Huh? That's some pretty heavy talk coming from behind that chair.
The man gets up from his chair and swings around. He is a large, strong-looking man dressed in green.
Oh, I am far more than just a talking chair, Mr. Cage. My name is Cottonmouth. Cornell Cottonmouth. And if you do not release Mr. Slick from your grasp immediately, I shall be forced to make you put him down. And that, I guarantee you, is something you would surely regret. Surely. You will regret.
We'll return with, or shall I say, we'll return to Luke Cage, Power Man number 19 after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. We do this from the University of Winnipeg. Let's look for ads. Want to look for ads, people? Okay. That's my clue here for you. Hopefully you are enjoying the evening. You just get that out there. All right. This is for a book about a character who is undead and he may bite you on the neck. What am I talking about?
Two vampire comic books are better than one. So here they are, in all their gruesome glory. Dracula Lives, Volume 2, Number 6, The King of Vampires, in three tales of timeless terror. Vampire Tales Number 4, Morbius the Living Vampire, and a host of other grave-spawned ghoulies, all in one monstrous mag. Plus, both mags spotlight photo features and fantasy about the things they call the undead. On sale in May. Dracula Lives, Volume 2, Number 6, and Vampire Tales, Number 4. Only 75 cents where monster mags are sold.
Okay. Do you want that? You know what? I have yet to read. I think I once read something with Frankenstein in it to you guys, but I have yet to do a... No, I have, yeah. But I have read you something before on this show with Dracula and vampires going on. And you know what? I should do it again. Put me up to that. All right. Here is an ad generating. If that's not the word. Giving yourself a different kind of voice. What am I talking about?
You can have a He-Man voice.
Send today for free booklet, Voice Power and Personal Power by Eugene Flockensinger. Just send your name, address, and age. Mail in plain sealed envelope. There's no obligation. Write today to Perfect Voice Institute, Studio D, 57 West Jacksonville Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois. No postal code or zip code, as they call it in the States.
You can have a He-Man voice.
You know, I'd just rather have a voice on CKUW. I would just like to do that. All right. Here's an ad for something. If you've ever wanted to change your eyes, this could – no, that's a bad hint. Screw it, a hint. Just do the ad. All right. Free! Send 25 cents for our catalog of novelty items, fun things, monsters, and decals, and receive free a pair of monster eyes that glow in the dark. Rush 25 cents today to J-Bar Productions, P.O. Box 7543, Midland, Texas, zip code 79701. Free! Pair of monster eyes that glow in the dark. Rush 25 cents today. Today.
Monster eyes.
I know I'm laughing about it. I'm laughing about it. It's like I'm high on acid or something like that. I just think that's funny. Okay. All right. Okay, here's something that you definitely would not spray in your eyes. That would hurt very much. Maybe hurt you forever. But you do spray it on the rest of your body that isn't your face. But you can. I'm assuming you could spray it anywhere on your body. Some people think it makes them a lot more attractive. What am I talking about? A special introductory offer. A $4 value, but only send 25 cents! Blair Division of Chapstick Incorporated, Department E, Lynchburg, Virginia, zip 24511. Here's Love Spray Perfume. Discover how easy it is to earn $25, $50, or more in a week's time in just a few hours. There's no obligation. Send 25 cents in coin for your spray perfume. It's a $4 value. We'll send perfume with complete information on how you could earn extra money, full-time or part-time, by introducing Blair Beauty and Home products to friends, neighbors, anybody. Earn up to 40% commission on each order. Save money by ordering your own beauty aids and home products at wholesale prices. Send for free kit and catalog. There's no obligation. Send 25 cents for a $4 value for Love Spray Perfume to Blair, Department E, Lynchburg, Virginia, zip code 24511. All right. 25 cents for perfume? All right. I know. There's some perfumes out there. They're really expensive. They're very, like, squirt. You're putting a good amount of dollars on you and everything. All right. Let's get back to our story. All right. Get my keyboard back to what it was before. Okay. Okay. We now return to Luke Cage, Power Man number 19. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, the University of Winnipeg.
I'm far more than a talking chair, Mr. Cage. My name is Cottonmouth, Cornell Cottonmouth. And if you do not release Mr. Slick immediately, I shall be forced to make you put him down. And I guarantee you, it's something that you surely will regret.
Night falls, and through the jungle dark streets of Harlem, only predators move about with no fear. On one such street, a sleek limousine slides up to a stop, and Power Man Luke Cage prepares to join those predators. Luke Cage is in the back of a limousine. He is sitting beside Mr. Slick.
Going to the place, Cage. All you got to do is get on in. Get the stuff and get on out without being dead in the process.
Don't look like much of a townhouse to me, just a couple of heavy guys out front.
Don't tell me, Cage. Show me.
Well, then you better keep the motor running, Slick, because I won't be too long.
Luke Cage walks towards two men who are guarding the entrance of this townhouse.
Yeah, those are Morgan's boys, all right. Unless those bulges under their jackets are Bibles, doubt it. Unfortunately, there's only one way for me to find out for sure. Excuse me, brother. You got a smoke?
Don't give me that jive, Cage. I know who you are. Why don't you keep on moving and stay healthy?
You know what, Joker? There just ain't nothing that bugs me more than some two-bit button man pulling some iron on me.
The guy goes for the thug goes for his gun, but Power Man Luke Cage punches him out.
Hey, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
That's assault and battery you just laid out on my brother there, Cage, which gives me the right to use my gun and lay you out like this.
The other gangster shoots a bullet or two at Luke Cage, but the bullets bounce off his shoulder.
What in the name of what? 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 What?
I know the piece was loaded. I checked her out this morning, so why?
Luke Cage punches out the other gangster guarding the townhouse, Morgan, the gangster Morgan's townhouse.
Hey, sorry there, sugar lips, but Luke Cage sheds lead like a water does rain off its back, okay?
Luke Cage motions, signals with his hands towards Mr. Slick, who is still seated in the back of the limousine.
That's two down, little Slickster. And a big one coming on up. Which means I better get going up. And since it's great odds, I'll meet less of Morgan's boys outside than inside. Let's take the route I'm taking.
Luke Cage begins to climb up the wall to the second floor of the townhouse. Okay. You are listening to a reading of... Well, first off, you're listening to Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. You are listening to a reading also of Luke Cage, Power Man, number 19, June, the year 1974.
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation on the scene at the supermarket. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was standing over by the tomatoes, and here he come, running through the pole beans. Through the fruits and vegetables, naked as a jaybird. And I hollered over to Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" And it's too late. She'd already been in since.
Here he comes.
Boogie-dee, boogie-dee.
There he goes.
Boogie-dee, boogie-dee.
And he ain't wearing no clothes.
Well, yes, they call him the street.
Boogie-dee, boogie-dee.
Fastest thing on 2 feet.
Boogie-dee, boogie-dee.
He's just as proud as he can be. There's an audience to be found. He'll be streaking it round, inviting public critique.
This is your Action News reporter once again, and we're here at the gas station. Pardon me, sir, did you see what happened?
Yeah, thief. I was just in here getting my cars checked, and he just appeared out of the traffic. Come streaking around the grease right there. Didn't have nothing on but a smile. I looked in there, and Ethel was getting her cold drink. I hollered, "Don't look, Ethel!" And it's too late. She'd already been mooned. Flashed her right there in front of the shop. So.
He ain't rude.
Boogity, boogity.
He ain't rude.
Boogity, boogity.
He's just in the mood to run in the news.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Boogity, boogity.
He likes to turn the other cheek.
Boogity, boogity.
He's always making the news. Wearing just his tennis shoes. Guess you could call him unique.
Again, your Action News reporter in the booth at the gym covering the disturbance at the basketball playoff. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, thief. Hey, Tom, I was just going down there to get Ethel a snow cone. Here he come, right out of the cheap seats. Dribbling. Right down the middle of the court. Didn't have on nothing but his PS. Made a hook shot and got out through the concession stand. I hollered up at Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" Too late. He'd already got a free shot. Grandstand. Right there from the home page.
What is they call him the street?
Here it comes again. Who's that with it? Echo. Is that you, Echo?
He's just as proud as he can be.
What do you think you're doing?
Listen to me. He gonna give us
you
a
get
key.
Your clothes off.
KUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Comic Book Radio Theater, Odd, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
That's assault and battery you just laid out on my brother there, Cage, which gives me the right to lay this out on you.
One of the gangsters out front patrolling the Morgan crime family's townhouse shoots two bullets at Luke Cage. Both bullets glance off Luke Cage.
What in the name of what? What? I know how this piece was loaded. I checked her out this morning, so why? Sorry there, sugar cakes, but Luke Cage sheds lead like a duck does rain off its back.
Luke Cage makes a hand signal out to Mr. Slick, who's sitting in the back of the limousine.
Okay, that's two down, little slickster. And one big one coming on up, on up, on up.
Luke Cage begins to climb up the wall of the townhouse. The Morgan crime family townhouse.
Which means I better be going on up. And since it's good odds, I'll meet less of Morgan's boys outside than inside. That's the route I'm taking.
Cage's steel hard fingers digging hand and foot holes into the concrete wall. Power Man seems almost to glide up the building's face. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. Until at last he reaches the top floor. The top floor window pointed out to him by Mr. Slick, and peers in cautiously. As Luke Cage is looking in the window, he thinks to himself,
there's the safe, just where Mr. Slick said it would be. But Mr. Slick didn't say there'd be a half dozen muscled out dudes standing around to guard it. Well, since there's no way I can be subtle about this, sneaking past them to get to the safe, I might as well come in with a bang, bang, bang.
Luke Cage goes through the window.
Hold up, mama! Hold that's up, Cage! Mama. That it's the Power Man, freak, freak, freak.
While Luke Cage fights the gangsters, he thinks to himself,
I got to move fast. Anybody that heard that window breaking, and this room will be crawling with Morgan's boys in a minute.
Cage, I've been aching to get a crack at you.
A man comes up, runs up to Luke Cage. He has a baseball bat in his hand, but Luke Cage flips him over onto the ground into the wall, knocking him out.
Aching to get at me? Well, you hit it, Joker, and now you're even aching more. Turn around and face me, you freak. Or me and my old bestie machine gun are gonna chop you down where you stand. Now that's better, freak, 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 freak. I just want to see the look in your eyes when you got it. Blasted slugs sting like a pack of angry bumblebees.
All that machine gun fire does nothing but anger Power Man. Power Man. Power Man.
Okay, you creep. That does it. I don't mind the bruises, but these blasted shirts of mine, they cost me mad money. No, 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 it's not possible. No, it's impossible. Yes, it is, Sugar Pie. You stop stabbing or I'm going to stick old Bessie where it hurts, you know.
Luke Cage knocks out the man with the machine gun. He's knocked everyone out in the room. Everyone's out is knocked out in that room. Luke Cage, Power Man, thinks to himself.
Okay, that wraps up all these goons. And I'm less than a minute into the hit. Ha! Right on, right on. Better get to that save and get down to business. Business, business,
business. Luke Cage goes up to the safe, tries to get it open, but he thinks to himself,
it's locked. Well, I didn't exactly think Morgan would leave it wide open for me, which is why I brought this little gadget along. If it's as powerful as Cottonmouth says this explosive is promised to be, now I gotta detonate it by hand, but this heavy sofa pillow over here should protect me from the brunt of the blast. At least I hope so. Well, here goes nothing. Nothing. I made it! I made it! I made it! I wouldn't want to do this for a living. Nah. There's the heroin Morgan stole from Cottonmouth. I'll mark this stuff secretly so the police can use it for evidence when I turn Cottonmouth over to them. But in the meantime, I better head back to Mr. Slick. And
going somewhere, and, punk?
What?
Luke Cage thinks to himself, Morgan, the head gangster, is standing with his other associate thugs. They all have guns on them, pointed at Luke Cage.
Man, sweet sister. Oh, man, sweet sister. It's Morgan and the rest of his mob. One of them is carrying a bazooka, too. And it looks like there ain't no way I'm getting to get past them in war and peace. No!
I said, you're going somewhere, you punk.
You punk, you punk.
Now let me answer the question for you.
For you. For
you. You ain't going nowhere. ever. You ain't going nowhere ever again.
Ever again.
Next issue, assuming Luke Cage lives that long. Power Man versus Cottonmouth in the Battle of the Century. In How Like a Serpent's Tooth.
This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. You have just listened to a reading of Luke Cage, Power Man, number 19, June, the year 1974.
Thank you.
This is Jonathan Richmond, and you're now listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
That summer feeling, that summer feeling, when there's things to do.
What's going on? Yes, what's going on? I'll tell you this. That song I played from UFO Doctor Doctor, it's not the song I heard on a television commercial. Song I heard on the television commercial went like, Doctor Doctor, give me the news. I got something to do with blues, something to do with something I could use. I will stop singing, okay? Because what you're better at doing is reading.
Mm-hmm. And why do I have to read to you? Because it's comic book radio theater! I will read a comic book to you if you don't know what this show is all about. I read comic books to you. And on this night, I read to you Luke Cage Power Man number 20 from August of 1974. So we continue our story. We left you on a bit of a cliffhanger, I should say. I nearly said hangover. I meant cliffhanger. Yes, Luke Cage. He looks like he's in a tough spot. And he's going to get knocked around a bunch. Let's see if he can survive. And, more importantly, can he conquer and accomplish what he wants to do? We shall see. Okay. Yes, there's quite more to read with this comic book this time around than the last one. All right. That's fine. Like, what time is it? It's like, what does it say up there? 2:45 in the morning. Okay. All right. I think we could get all this done. Okay. Anything else that I must tell you about this? Well, he meets up with Cottonmouth. Luke Cage does not like Cottonmouth. Cottonmouth does not know this. But when he figures this out, there'll be action aplenty. I hope you're here with us for it. All right. As I'm reading this little first portion of Luke Cage Power Man number 20 from August of 1974. If you were to go to the music stores in August of 1974, that summer brought you new releases from... you're having trouble reading this. Stevie Wonder. Seen him in concert. He was actually really good in concert for a guy who sits and stands in one spot. He was actually pretty good. We will hear from Stevie Wonder at this point. He's one of the most famous musicians in the world. Okay. We'll hear another song. I love this song. I think I may even get up and dance. That's right. Get my legs and butt moving. The song The Bump by the Commodores. If you don't know, Lionel Richie sang for the Commodores. Yes, the song The Bump by the Commodores. And then we'll hear from more Isaac Hayes. He put out a lot of music that summer of 1974. So, once again, Stevie Wonder, the Commodores, and Isaac Hayes will all be heard as I take a little voice break from my reading of Luke Cage Power Man number 20, printed August of 1974. Thank you for joining me on Comic Book Radio Theater in the late night. And thank you once again and again and again for listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. The community supports us and we thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Roy Thomas presents Luke Cage Power Man. In. How like a serpent's tooth.
Punks, he's making a break for it. Use the bazooka. Blast that freak apart.
Holy sweet sister. I ain't gonna get past Morgan's gang in one piece. No how, no way. How do I get into these things? How?
Time freezes.
Time freezes.
Suspending Luke Cage in the middle of a desperate leap for life.
For life.
Meanwhile, there's a mad kaleidoscope of past people and places that swirl throughout his intense mind. There's a telephone booth at 49th and 10th Street. That's where it all started. Luke Cage wanted a lead. An informer named Flea had a name. That name, Cottonmouth, cost Flea his life.
His life.
Luke Cage wanted to find Cottonmouth for two very good reasons. One for Flea, the other for himself. You see, because Cottonmouth was the source of drugs used to frame Luke Cage in the first place. These drugs, they sent Luke Cage to Seagate Prison, where he became, in short order, embittered. An escaped convict, and now a power man. A hero for hire, hiding behind an assumed identification until the day he can clear his name.
His name. His name.
But you don't find Cottonmouth. He finds you.
He finds you.
We see a memoryscape of Luke Cage Power Man being attacked by two cobra snakes. And if you survive his introduction, Luke Cage has taken the cobra snakes that were attacking him, grabbed them by the tail, and has slammed them into the ground, knocking them out. Survive his introduction, he sends two courteous quote-unquote gentlemen to invite you to his office. Or else.
Or else.
Or else. We see Luke Cage, Power Man, taking these knocked out snakes and trying to shove them down one of these courteous gentlemen's mouths. Luke Cage was equally courteous. And Luke Cage's, his courtesy